Welcome to the Wellness and Wahala podcast. This is a podcast for wellness and Wahala warriors who are a winner, world changer, wise, and winsome. They are dedicated to tackling Wahala, which means issues and problems in Nigerian pidgin, for the good of humanity. Our tribe of subject matter experts in our village are a voice to the voiceless. Like you know, the African proverb, it says it takes a village. So we have a tribe of supporters that we will be interviewing on our show. Oya, join me, the former diplomat and public health advisor, Dr. Tomi Ademokun, better known as Oma Oba, as I give you the best public health and wellness in Wahala gist with wonderful people and guests, my VIPs, using their compassion to take action to put us on a pathway to a Wahala-free life. Bless up. Very, very important guest today. Thank you for joining. I will start out by introducing myself. My name is Dr. Tomi Ademokun, and I am the Vice President of Nigerians in Diaspora Organization, South Savannah. And I have my big old guy, the president on the line, Mr. Collins. Over to you to introduce yourself.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Tomi. Please, I'm not a big old girl. I'm just a public servant. I'm only here to serve my people and give back to the Nigerian community as well as the American community as much as I can.
Yes, sir.
We actually have the VVIP, as you say. The biggest of the biggest of guy we did here with us. So please, we have Mr. Kayode Adekunle. He's the president of Alliance of Nigerian Organizations in Georgia.
Yes.
And we have him here tonight live from Atlanta. We'd like him to please tell us about himself. Yes. And his background. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for coming.
Over to you, sir, to introduce yourself and let them know that you're the ANOG president. To you.
Again, you know, this is indeed an honor for me to be on this platform to be able to articulate ANOG's vision. Again, my name is Kayode Adekunle. You know, obviously, I'm born in Nigeria. I'm from that part of the country, you know, Bumosho, or your state to be specific, Bumosho town. That's where the family house is. So obviously I was born in Lagos and I grew up in a military household, right? And when I was growing up, I consider myself extremely privileged because, you know, the kind of life that we had wasn't average. And I always remember that it wasn't average because when we go out, I see what, you know, other people's life look like. And that has stayed with me for till today. So in our household, like I said, it was a polygamous family, you know, many children from different mothers. There were good part of it, being part of a polygamous family, but there are also good points about being part of a polygamous family. So I will highlight the good points. The part that I like being part of the polygamous family is that you learn very early on to work with others. Mm-hmm. You learn very early on to deal with people from different, from different part of the country. You learn to eat different kind of food. You know, you learn different kind of culture. In the same household, it was almost, when I look back now, it was almost like a United Nations. So that's really what I enjoy about being part of a blended family. So at very, very, you know, early age, you know, we didn't really stay too much in Nigeria. We got moved to England back in the early 70s. We moved. And I was there until early 80s when I moved here. Like everybody else, when I first got here, the goal was that, okay, I'm gonna be here for 5 years, 6 years max, right? You know, get my BA and then just go through the obligatory MBA program and then, you know, go back home. And when I get home, there'll be this position waiting for me, right? That was the goal, that was the dream, because you know, I mean, you know, people, my family was well connected. So it was assumed, right, that we were just going to come here, just go through the process, just coast. Mm-hmm. Basically just coast, and we go back to Nigeria, and we basically, you know, be part of the elite. But, you know, life is not always, you know, in a straight line, right? So we got here, and things change. And we said, oh, don't worry, this will pass. You know, Nigeria's going to be better and stuff like that. You know, a few more years, just keep, you know, and just keep up alive. Anyway, obviously, you know, more than 30 years later, still here. No regrets. I wish things were different. I wish, you know, there was a way that we could have gone back and give back to the country. That's my biggest regret, you know, giving back to the country. So now, in my capacity, you know, in any club that I belong to, the first thing on my mind is I need to give back, because people like me benefited from the system. Again, people like me benefited from the system. When you live 5 minutes from Redan Barracks and everything that you see, it's a different world. It's a completely different world. It is very difficult to tell an average Nigerian what that world is like unless you're part of that world. So when I look at myself now, it's like, yeah, you definitely benefited from the system, so you need to give back. So part of my mission in any group that I belong to is to first and foremost give back. It doesn't matter what the position is. I could be just a regular member, a secretary. I play different roles in different organizations. But what I believe is that no matter what group I am in, I'm going to do two things. If there are dues to be paid, I pay my dues on time. And secondly, I will participate because if you're not doing those things as part of a group, then you really have no rights to complain or judge other people. Yes. And everything flows from that. So that's my background a little bit. In terms of professional, you know, I want to, you know, consider myself living on the I won't say the dark side, but I you know, live in the shadows. My work is cybersecurity, right? And, you know, it is something that I love with a passion, because the way I look at cyber is that the average person walks around and they have no idea what is going on around them. Zero clue. You know, the average person thinks, well, you know, I'm not that important, you know, whatever information I have is not worth anything to anybody. So they don't take stock of how they use resources. In this case, you know, it could be phone, it could be computer, it could be anything that is tied to a digital, you know, I mean, age. They just don't focus on that because they think they're not important enough. But the point is that you are. And you need to make sure that you are aware of what you are doing at all times. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, make sure that whatever you do online, you're on the straight and narrow. Because no matter how smart you think you are, there's somebody smarter than you are. Mm-hmm. I repeat that. No matter how smart you think you are.
Absolutely.
Smarter than you are. So, and Nigerians especially, you know, Nigerians especially, we believe that we're so smart that, you know, nothing can touch us. And like I said, I work in this space all the time, right? And I see, you know, intelligence comes in and we analyze artifacts. And I just like smile, it's like, wow, when are we ever gonna learn that once you choose to participate?
Yes, you don't enter. You don't enter one chance.
Once you choose to participate, you have a credit card, you have a bank account, you know, you have a house, you have a mortgage, you know, you have all of these things that can leave a digital trail. And most of us have no choice. We have to participate. But once you choose to participate, or you're forced to participate, then you need to be aware that whatever you do online is tracked. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing something illegal and you think you're getting away with it, trust me. Trust me, you are not. Because sometimes people like me could be watching you for weeks or months before we pounce. And sometimes we give you a chance to, you know, do something that you're not supposed to do. So that's my, you know, working background.
Yes, sir.
So I will stop.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. You are a wealth of knowledge. I wasn't even expecting you to go to that length, but I think because of your good heart and because of what you believe in, you know, giving back to the society.
Yes, sir.
Because we all, in one way or the other, are all working towards giving back to the society. You really say something that really caught my attention, that when you become a member of a society, what you think about is paying your dues, participating,
Yes. And
also, you know, making sure that things have been done right. Thank you so much for that.
Yes.
That's a wonderful introduction. And I have to be honest with you. Let me be honest with you now, right now. Before our late, sorry, Dr. Tommy, let me just cut it because I can't forget this. Before our president, Professor Ikisime, left, he said, I want us to be a member of ANOC. Mm-hmm. I want South Savannah, Naidu South Savannah, to be a member of ANOC. And we made it possible with the help of Madam Alice Osunde. She really helped us out. We became a member. And we will renew our membership and also pay our dues and as well as the donation, which I promised you. You know, I just came back from Mexico, but nonetheless, it's coming. I already have that discussion. I know it's coming up on September 9th. We will make sure that all these obligations come true before we move forward. Thank you so much for your hard work. You didn't just become a president overnight.
You must have
done a lot of work.
Yes, he said it. He served various roles, secretary, other, you know, roles in different places. Yes.
Yeah, honestly, real quick, honestly, my goal was not to be president, because I've always believed that in any capacity, I will always serve. I didn't have to be president to be able to contribute. You know, my goal, my prayer, I tell folks all the time, I've been in ANOG now since 2007, 2008, and I felt a different position. My goal has always been, my prayer has always been, that for someone to tell me and say, oh, Mr. Adekunle, you've done a very good job. Just go and sit down. We'll take over from here. That's always been my goal. But sometimes in life, you know, you have to do what you have to do.
Yes, so
that's where I see myself.
And that is great. That leads me to my next question, which is ANOG diaspora engagement. You played various roles. You said, you know, active participation is key. A lot of people like to join organizations. They might even pay dues, but then they stay silent and they're on the sidelines. So can you tell us more about the mission of the Alliance of Nigerians organization in Georgia, which is ANOG for short, and your engagement with the diaspora community, the wider diaspora community? Over to you, sir.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, ANOG stands for Alliance of Nigerian Organizations in Georgia. When I was recruited, you know, in 2007, you know, the person that came to speak to my group, you know, one of the things that resonated with me was that, well, you know, we have this group and it consists of different parts of people from Nigeria, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, that's really what drew me in. Because obviously my own, you know, organization, you know, it was mostly, was not a diverse, right? It was, I probably say, maybe about 80% Yorubas. So, and all of us that I know, most of us live in our own enclave, Igbo, Akwa Ibom, you know, like that. Yoruba of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, that's where we are. And we very rarely go outside of our base because that's where we're comfortable. So when, you know, this person came to speak to my group in 07 and he basically broke it down to me and said, listen, this is a new group and it consists of people from different part of the country. I was sold. Now I believe that, but then I went to the first meeting now to come back and report to my own organization. And obviously in the beginning, people were very skeptical. Oh, another organization, what is in it for us? Or, I mean, you know, by nature, we're very pessimistic. We're just pessimists based on experience and stuff like that. But for me, I saw right away what this particular group entails. So I talked to my organization, I said, listen, we cannot complain that things are not working if we're not part of the system. If we come to our own group every month and we whine and whine, this is not working, that is not working. But there's a group out there that can potentially, you know, bring us together. Why not do it? So I was able to convince my organization. I was like, okay, you want to be a rep, go on, just go. And that's how I got into ANOB. And once I got into ANOB, you know, I for the first year, I just observed. You know, I wasn't really, you know, wanting to do anything, but I was wanting to soak everything in. Mm-hmm. Who was doing what? Who was being influenced and stuff like that? I was soaking everything in. What was happening? Mm-hmm. Who's doing what? Who's not doing what? How are they doing things? How is things being run? And the reason I was doing all of that was that I wanted to make sure that once I start getting involved, once I start really contributing, I knew where to start from. I'm not stepping on toes. I've observed enough, now I can contribute. And that's how I started. So when my first position was basically, you know, assistant secretary. That was my position. And it was like, okay, I'm not the secretary, that's gonna be an easy job. Unless the secretary, for whatever reason, couldn't perform, I'm in the clear, right? I'm just gonna sit down there and just chill. So I just come to the meeting, you know, and just chill. But
yes, I can imagine.
Yeah, the president at that time said, oh no, well, we don't want it to chill. I'm going to give you a position. We want you to basically run the ESCO meetings. So he said, you know, we have an ESCO. Your job, besides being assistant secretary, is also to make sure that when we have the ESCO meetings, you take the notes and also you compile the agenda and stuff like that. And that's how start cutting my teeth in the system. And from there, you know, I'm here.
Yes. Which is, you know, it just says the power of hard work. A lot of people see the end results. They don't know the pathway to getting there. So thank you for talking about that. And, you know, I can speak firsthand, agreeing with what my president said that, you know, Prof, you know, may his soul rest in peace. He spoke highly about ANOG. I never even knew about ANOG until, you know, he pointed it out and he was saying that there's power for us to unite. As you said before, we have our own different tribal groups, you know, and people like to stay within their comfort zone. But there's power in unity. And we can see that even throughout Africa. You say you're a military. Your family has come from a military backline. Military is taking over, you know, in a lot of countries where there's been a lot of poverty and corruption. So it's important for us in Africa to unite, not just back at home, but here in the diaspora, if we want to be able to grow. I know other diverse groups, if you see the Asians, if you see the Latinos, other groups, they come together, you know. So us Africans, we can make a powerful impact if we come together. And I know you have your upcoming annual Nigerian Cultural Day event. We were participants last year. We had a table for Nido South Savannah. We also sold some stuff like, you know, Nigerian, you know, learning your Bob books, learning Igbo and so forth. And then, you know, we had a QR code for people to become a member. And we were able to interact with other people there. They had fun DJs. Even the consulate of Nigeria came. So I know if last year was good, even this year will be better. The event is coming up on September 9th. Can you please talk about that? And what is your call to action to our listeners today on Nido Radio and TV? Over.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
Before I give you what we anticipate for 2023, I'll give you how it all started, right? You know, so back in 2008, there about, we're like, well, we need to do something in terms of bringing people together, activity-wise. So back then, we said we're going to do family picnic, and then we're going to do parade in downtown. So the first few years, we call it family picnic, and, you know, everything was fine. And then a couple of years after that, somebody said, well, why not just do what New York does? And New York had this fantastic, you know, annual, you know, parade through downtown New York. Why not do that? So we said, well, that's a very good idea, you know. So we got involved. But like the first 3 or 4 years, we did the parade. And it was successful. But what a lot of people don't realize is that for something to be successful continuously, it takes a lot of work, right? You can't do 1 year, 2 years, and then say, okay, but we're now an autopilot. It takes work. You know, when we used to do the parade, to get all the required permits to do a parade in the city of Atlanta is a lot of work. Sanitation, police officers, cleaning.
Absolutely.
Food, all yes, of them you have to get.
Yes.
And it's funny, if you miss one of them, then your parade is not holding.
Yep.
And after a while, for some of us, it just become a burden. So we stop doing that. And hopefully maybe one day with enough, you know, resources, we can do that. So we stuck to the, you know, to the family day. And then 5 years ago we said, listen, we've done family day for a long time. Let's add some more, you know, culture into what we're doing. So we changed from family day to cultural day 5 years ago. And that's what we have today, the last 5 years. And basically what cultural day really means is that it builds on the you know, family day platform, but it expands it. Now we allow organizations to showcase their talent, what they are famous for. So if you're Otumune, for instance, you know, you have cultural, you know, performances, bring them, let them perform for us. If you're a co-club, you have the Ayo. You say you were there last year. If you're a co-club, you guys, you know, have a Ayo. Let's bring the Ayo and other groups like that. Okay, that's performances. But we also need to educate our population. So we have the health, you know, fair, you know, stuff there. You know, people can come, get checked for, you know, blood sugar level, you know, glucose and all of this stuff. And hopefully, you know, have a doctor on tap to answer, you know, generic questions. That's one. We also have, you know, platform for African vendors, Nigerian vendors, to showcase their services. It could be food, it could be, you know, retail items, it could be services, any of these, you know, come and, you know, show us the African dishes, Nigerian dishes. We have that there. We also allow people to come and plug, you know, special program of theirs. Maybe it's, you know, financial literacy or specific medical items that people want to push. Maybe it's cancer awareness. Let people come and discuss that with us. And then, most importantly, for me anyway, I love to see the kids participate. So every year we have the soccer, games that the kids, play. And you wouldn't believe it. Some of those kids, they look forward to it. Because at the end of the game, they are presented with a medal. Now, for you and I, that medal is not a big deal. But for those kids, getting that medal, like last year, the CG hanging the medal around their neck, and they're holding it like that and looking at it as if something is really special.
It's a big deal, absolutely.
That is priceless. So getting the kids involved, all of this is really what makes the cultural day things. And I'm hoping that this year will be better. And, you know, the next few years, we're going to try to expand that and make it even better. So the cultural day is very, very important to us, and we all need to support it. We thank you guys being your first year last year, that you were there, having just joined. We appreciate that, and we notice that, and we thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. President. It is one of my great pleasures to be in that let me call it venue. Yeah, where we had that event. It was really, really. It kind of gave me
the food was good. Music.
It's not even just the food.
The people.
Gave me the nostalgic.
Yeah.
The nostalgic feeling.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, I have a friend of mine that said there's nothing that makes you feel so good when you see people that look like you and that talks like you.
Yes. Man, correct. Yeah.
You know, so that really brought me back home. It really brought me back home in the middle of Atlanta. In the middle of such a great country, America, where we live and dwell, I really, really did appreciate everything. You know, being a member, 90 South 7, and being a member, the team allowing us to participate, having a canopy, even the Consul General coming to our stand, playing the drums that was provided by Dr. Tommy and her artistic work and the rest of it. I mean, it was just, and also the members,
the and even new members.
Omo was new members
that we got. Yes,
you know, my good brother Colin Zeke, he was there as well,
and some African Americans that actually joined us were also
some
there.
Some African Americans that actually joined us,
yes,
that really participated. You know,
yes,
it was great.
They were even lobbying too, those African Americans, for the Nigerians that were voted into Congress. A lot of them that ran, you know. And so I love that unity, not just with the Nigerians, but also with the African Americans that also came.
Exactly.
Yes.
Absolutely. So yeah. So all in all, you know, the goal of the cultural day is to bring us together,
yes,
from different backgrounds of Nigeria, because you know. Before that, maybe the Yorubas do their own thing.
Yeah.
You know, the Akwa Ibom do their own thing. You know, the Igbos do their own thing. Everybody doing their own thing. But the culture, this is us. Let's come together and celebrate each other.
Let's celebrate September 9th.
There you go.
From 12 to 6.
Yeah, we want everybody there. You know, there's going to be
food. Yes, absolutely.
Honestly, every year we have too much food.
Yes.
We always have
too much food.
It's okay. We can take it. They have takeaway plates. We go take them. We go chop them.
Everybody always have food to eat.
Yes.
Like last year, for the first time, we actually got an ice cream van.
Yes.
For the kids.
Wow.
When it was hot. Yes.
And just get ice cream. No charge.
Yes.
Yes. So please, this is an all family event. All family event. You know, young and old. You know, you get to meet old friends. You get to make new friends.
Yes.
You know, bring your chairs. You know, bring your lawn chairs and just chill. You know, and the permit that we get, allow you to, you know, enjoy whatever you need to enjoy within that, you know, playground. We have police officers there to make sure that everybody is behaving responsibly.
Yes. Yes,
them,
absolutely.
Safe and secure. Yes.
Every year you see them there, one or two. Maybe they don't do this.
Yes. Absolutely.
We want to make sure that you enjoy yourself within reason. And that's why we want to make sure that everything is, you know, ready for everybody. This
absolutely.
Year, yeah, you know, enjoy, I mean, looking forward to the CG being in attendance as well, like she did last year. So we're all looking to a great event. And this year will be even better, I believe.
Yes.
Because in years past, we didn't really have structure. Everything was, you know, we just go with the flow. Sometimes that was something that doesn't work. So this time around, this year, we're having a professional MC the event.
Nice.
If you do a YouTube, you know, video of her, it's the Lola Show.
Okay.
If you just do YouTube and do the Lola Show, you will see she has interviewed who is who. Nigeria, from Obasanjo to, I mean, you name it.
Awesome.
So she's our MC for this year.
VIP.
that, you know, make sure that everything is flowing the right way. Yep. So again, yes, so much effort into this, and we're looking forward for everybody coming out and having a really, really great time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. President. Sorry, go ahead, Dr. Tommy.
No, I said I'm sure it's going to be a great event. We're going to post also the flyers on all of our NOIDO social media and our website, so everybody can get all the information for the upcoming event on September 9th. That's going to start around noon to 6. Don't be there Naija time, Mo. You guys be there on time. So, over to you,
so Mr. Collins. I will also share the flyer, you know, that we have in the CG's permission. She has a flyer dedicated to her. We have a flyer dedicated to the MC. We show everybody that this is going to be, you know, a pretty good event that we're doing all out this year to make it better. So every year we're trying to improve every year. So this is we're putting a lot of things in place this year so that, I mean, next year to be bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So please, please, please come on out and have a great time September 9th with Walker Park. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thank President. You. You have really said it all. You absolutely have said it all. We definitely have to come out and support. Definitely have to come out and participate. We definitely have to come out and eat.
Yes,
we
yes.
Definitely have to. We have to come out and network.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because we know that together we are bigger than anything that is facing us.
Yes.
I can tell you that strongly, if we come together, if we all die together and come together, we are bigger than anything that is facing us.
Yeah.
We are so blessed. We are so blessed as a country. We are extremely blessed as a country. You know, I'm sorry to say this, but I have been to so many countries in my life, and I have never seen any country that is so blessed like Nigeria.
Nope.
Nigeria is blessed in everything that you can think of. Human resources, natural resources, even the one that you and I doesn't even know, we are blessed with it.
Yes.
You know, so togetherness, if we join our hands together, we will definitely get to where we're supposed to get to.
Yes, sir.
You know, and that also calls me that, please, Nigerian in Diaspora Organization, Americas, we need Mr. President to please help us advertise to Nigerians to be a member of it. This is one voice that we use to talk to Nigerian government. This is one of the voices that we use to talk to the government. You know, the DG is aware of it, the Nigerian government is aware of it. Every Nigerian technically is a member of Nigerian in Diaspora Organization, because we all live in diaspora.
Yes.
We all diasporans. You know, irrespective of our other organizations that we belong to, we are simply Nigerians in diaspora organization.
Right.
And we support Nigerian economy to the highest level. The amount of money we send back home is even bigger than the direct whatever investment that Nigerian government is hoping for. You can imagine, let's say that Nigerian doctors in Atlanta chooses to build a hospital in Lagos. Tell me any hospital in the world that would be better than our hospital.
Yeah.
Nigerian engineers in America chooses to form a company to build our infrastructures.
The power of unity.
Tell me any infrastructure in the world that would be better than that. That speaks volume.
Let me respond real quick. And
yes,
you know, NIDO, you mentioned NIDO, encouraging, you know, individuals to participate fully in NIDO. The way I would look at it is this: that's to be a two-way street. And Anok is in the same boat as well. That's to be a two-way street. We need NIDO to be more visible in our community. Because if the average person, when you hear NIDO the first time, they don't really, you know, see NIDO as part of the community in the sense that, oh, they're doing an event at this place, there's going to be a NIDO stand there, there's going to be somebody from NIDO to speak to the community. We don't see that. They don't see that. So I think we can help make sure to get that message out. that Nigel needs to be more visible. You know,
yes, sir.
Have your meetings and all of this stuff. That's fine. But you need to, you know, you need to come up with programs. You need to come up with a program and say, guess what? Nigel's going to be having this event or this program on this date. He's going to be dealing about this particular topic. Please come out. That's how, you know, you start. Or we start collectively. You say, guess what? Nigel's important. He's here for a purpose. When he was started, you know, with a good purpose. But we need to all need to understand that it's a two-way street. So Nigel needs to do better. And then community as well is to be encouraged to say, yes, this is an important group to be part of. Because, like you said, we are, you know, the diaspora, right? We cannot, we can't deny that. Yeah. And the brain drain is real. It is real. So the more of us here that gets it and now wants to go back and make things better, we're going to encourage all those people. That's what we want. So that's what Nigel needs to advocate. He said, Anok is Georgia-based, but Nigel is worldwide. We are not trying to be Nigel. Nigel is worldwide. Nigel needs to come up with programs that we can help promote. So if you tell me, okay, if you give me an idea of what the Nigel program is, and hopefully maybe after this call, you know, sometime before this year is out, we can sit down together and say, okay, what program can Nigel champion that we can help publicize and can help bring people to that event? That's what we need to do. And we need to start it small and then build it up.
And build it up.
But we need to attack it as such and not do things, you know, on a whim. That's what I would say.
I fully agree with you, sir. I fully agree with you because, you know, I've been a member of Nigel for a couple of years and I have to be honest with you. Nigel needs to do more. But I can tell you that Anok is doing a whole lot more than I think Nigel is doing because Anok is always on point in terms of bringing the people together. In terms of bringing different associations together and as well as bringing, you know, even Nigel. Like I said, our late president, may he so rest in peace, he said, I want us to be a part of Anok because he knows that they have a good agenda.
Yes.
They have a good agenda. They are bringing Nigerians together. And togetherness, we can do a whole lot more.
And just speaking on that, you know, that's one of the areas where we wanted to get more visibility is also through our Nigel radio, through our Nigel TV show, having more shows. This is the Governor Gist show. Also, is going to be streamed on My Wellness and Wahala podcast. But we want to have different variety of shows because we know that we have subject matter experts across various sectors. So as you guys are leading on the Cultural Day show, it'd be nice to have like a cultural chat show. So, this is just the beginning of greater partnerships. But there's so much to learn about our diverse culture. We have so many languages, so many different tribes. We're very rich. People just say Nigeria, but Nigeria is rich with a lot of culture and traditions that people are not aware of here in the diaspora, especially me being, you know, born and raised here, first generational Nigerian American. You know, I have to ask a lot of questions to my mom, my grandma, you know, about our traditions and history back at home. Remember, we're born here. If you have children here, it's not taught in our history books. The history that they teach about Africa is not the true history. So those are the type of things that we need Anok to also help us to get more visible by having those key dialogue and shows. And this show, for example, is a good platform where we're trying to reach more visibility. Over to you, Seth.
Yeah, so one of the ways that we can help, because part of my mission is to go out there and really publicize, you know, Anok. We have been accused that, yes, we have a good brand, and Anok has a good brand, we do, but we have been accused of not visiting organizations enough, that we're not doing enough, and those are, you know, good arguments. So since I've, you know, come on board, I've visited, as of last week, organizations now. Crypto is going to be on Saturday. And it is scary and rewarding at the same time to go in front of these guys to hear their concerns. Some of them really grill you, but I can take it. But I understand it's a two-way street, right? So they haven't seen us in a while. In their presence, you know, they're a member, but they haven't seen us. And trust me, FaceTime is key. FaceTime builds trust. We can do Zoom all day long, but if you're not standing in front of them and declaring your vision, you can only go so far. So when I go and speak to them face to face, and I say, listen, yes, we haven't done all the right things. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not going to pretend that we've done all the right things. But we're here now. We can fix it. But it takes collaboration. You can't have ANOC here saying, oh yeah, we are part of ANOC. We are part of ANOC. You're going to do all the stuff. And you're not contributing. And part of how they contribute is by each organization is allowed 2 reps. Those 2 reps are very, very important. I guarantee you, if you give 2 reps to an organization and those 2 reps perform and they get engaged, the benefit will come back to your base organization. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact. I know that. So part of our mission is to go out to these organizations and speak to them face to face about our problem and agenda and hear back from them what they think we are missing and try to find a way to come to an understanding and make this happen. So yeah, if Nigel has, you know, flyer or something like that, we can do that. Even better. Maybe when I've been on one of these organizations, one Nigel member come with me and speak to the group. You know, maybe I'm going to Otumune, maybe I'm going to Igbo Union. I don't know where, you know, I mean, which group. Maybe one of you come with me and say, guess what? By my side is Nigel. Now, I guarantee they'll be shocked. They'll be shocked. But then, just imagine them seeing that, wow, they actually make an attempt to engage. That's his volume. And that's how you begin to be, you know, all of us begin to be more relevant together. So that's what I would say, that we need to sit down and put some things in place. Flyers, you know, programs. And again, yes, decisions. Visiting some of these organizations and talking to them face to face. That's what we need to do. There's no magic bullet. These are the things that we have to do.
Yes, so thank you, Sai. As you said, it's power and unity. So let us know when you have your other future visitations. We are willing to go, you know, alongside you. Over to you, Mr. President. Collins. Sai. Oh, I think he's on mute. You have to unmute that.
I'm sorry. Mr. President, thank you very much for your guideline and your advice as regards to how we can, you know, come together as a society and make things better. We really, really do appreciate that, and we'll continue to work with you, work with ANOG, and make sure that we're all on the same page.
Thank you.
ANOG is a very great organization. I have to really personally thank you for your time and thank you for all that you have put into ANOG, as well as my dear sister Alice, the former president, that also, you know, played a huge role in admitting us into ANOG and telling us the benefits of, you know, what we can do in ANOG. I really, really do appreciate that. Thank you so much for your communication. Thank you so much for your time, your guidance, and everything. We really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to the cultural day, because a cultural day is something that puts us on the map. It's something that puts us on the map of the state of Georgia. You know, Nigerians should be celebrated in this country. And because I know and I believe that we have contributed individually in so many areas of professionalism in this country. You know, you can barely talk to a medical doctor in a hospital and he doesn't know one or two Nigerians that he didn't go to school with. The same thing in the military that you can talk to. I have friends who are commanders in the U.S. military, and they're highly regarded, and they're highly decorated. Well, you don't hear their voice because they believe in what they're doing. They believe in giving back to society. Thank you so much for all that you do. And, you know, I can't thank you enough. And I strongly believe that this partnership and strong, you know, stronger communication that we have will definitely yield something that most organizations will have to emulate. We're still looking forward to invite you and your wife to Savannah so that you can meet Nido South Savannah and some of the members, as well as the executives. You know, I see all you have visited. I surely believe that one day we'll definitely have to make it happen. You know, it's kind of challenging to get everybody together because of all our individual responsibility, but nonetheless, we will definitely make it happen. Thank you very much.
I'd like to make a few closing remarks, if you permit me.
Yes, sir.
With all pleasure, Mr. President. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, you mentioned Prof. Igesseme. I know Prof. extremely well. So Prof, for history lesson, Prof was the secretary for the Arnold Board of Advisors. And it is a job that he took seriously, keeping copious notes.
Wow.
I consider myself an historian because, you know, I happen to have most of the documents, videos, pictures. When I think of Prof, I think of that smile, that bigger than life smile that can just melt anything. Prof Igesseme was one of those people that when he won, I mean, we were so excited when he won the, you know, the Image Award, Anoge Image Award, because we knew that he was going to be an evangelist for Anoge. An evangelist. So right now, we're looking for people to fill the board of advisors. Three areas. We're looking for evangelists, we're looking for, you know, connectors, and we're looking for donors. Prof was two of those. Prof was a donor, but more importantly, Prof was an evangelist. He could go anywhere and talk good about Anu because he saw what Anu was all about. He was always speaking well of us. So yes, he's one of those guys that we can never, ever, ever forget. Yes, I know that Nigel Savannah today is part of ANOG because of the belief that Prof, you know, believed in ANOG. He told me he was going to make it happen. And we're thankful that it did happen. So yes, again, you know, I will send you guys videos of when he actually won the award, coming in and stuff like that. I'll send you pictures. We have all of these in our archives. So yes, Prof is one of a kind. Secondly, Madam VP, thank you for having me. You know, thank you for having this forum for ANOG.
Thank you, sir. It's very much
appreciated. Thank you. That's what it's all about. You know, we don't take it lightly. It is not a given. It is not promised. And everything that you guys are doing, we appreciate. We're glad that you guys are part of, you know, ANOG. And last but not least, President Ike Boon, I thank you. I salute you. I know last year during the cultural day, we just passed briefly because, you know, during the cultural day, a lot of things is happening, you know. I mean, people are, you know, there's a lot of things that people are just trying to do. So, but I am glad you are the head of Nigel South Savannah. And we collectively will do whatever we need to do to highlight the cause that you believe in. I know some of the causes, but we need to articulate it to our other communities here in, you know, in Georgia. That is what NIDO is about. We need to hear from you. I can say, but it's not going to carry the same way. It's not going to carry the same way. So I thank you for making this happen. We appreciate your membership within ANA. We don't take it for, you know, for granted. And again, I believe the best is yet to come. For ANA and NIDO, the best is yet to come. Thank you for having me.
Yes, so thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am so humbled and very grateful. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Dr. Tommy. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say thank you. You see, everybody, as I said, as we started off, he's our VVIP, very, very important guest. And this is just one of many engagements that we're going to have with him and also with Anok. So stay tuned, you guys, for more to come. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Tommy. And I can't thank you enough for what you do for the chapter and as well as what you do for NIDO, Nigerian Diaspora. And of course, our VVIP, you know, Mr. Dekunle, for what he does for our alliance of Nigerian organizations in Georgia. It's a whole lot more than you can think of. It's not just a walk in the park. You know, gathering different Nigerian organizations in one umbrella to do something productive and something that creates a huge awareness that the government officials and everybody will have to come and participate as well as Nigerians. It's a whole lot more. It takes a lot of energy, resources, and endless work. So thank you, Mr. Dekunle, so much. I really, really appreciate it. I look forward to more, you know, communication as well as engagement with ANOG as well. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for your time. And thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless bye-bye. You and God bless the Nigerian diaspora. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning into the Wellness and Wahala podcast. So I leave you with our celebrity ambassador, Afro Trap Queen, TT Low Key, and SLV, Soul Love, song called For You. Have a blessed season. For you.
excitement. I hold some power like Lorenzo Tate. Maybe it's luck, or maybe it's fate. Straight out the gate, I threw it back, and you caught the bait. You couldn't wait, sped up the pace, and now we go together like Jell-O on plate. Now we go together like Jell-O on plate.